morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from the museum at Emerson and Wooden Avenues, continuing talking here about the young Wooden brothers on a hunting adventure up lake, where 18-year-old Allie finds himself soaking wet up a steep canyon with failing daylight. Allie continues, "I could see no way out in any direction except by bumping down the steep, rough way of Bear Creek. I spied an animal's trail very much like cougar tracks. I followed and managed to get just over a ledge when I struck another slick, icy place and slipped again. I was going down head first with my Winchester in front of me. It rather piled up ice and snow in a little ridge the length of the rifle. This little ridge stopped me, but turned me so that my feet and legs to about mid-calf extended over a sharp drop-off. Very carefully, I tried to get my knees under me. After an eternity, it seemed, I maneuvered my legs into a position where I could sit up. With great care, I clambered and slid down to a little outcrop of rather flat rock just above Bear Creek again. Getting dusk now, dark in a very short time. All at once I heard shots coming from the lake. I knew Charlie and George were out there in the skiff trying to locate me. After a while, the firing stopped. Oh, getting dark now. I had better do some planning. My legs were beginning to cramp, and I had better do something and soon. All at once, I knew there must be a cougar around. I could smell him quite close. I decided when first rays of light appeared, I'd jump into Bear Creek and bump my way down into the lake. So, at the first blush of dawn, after a miserable night of cramping legs, I would not bother the cougar if possible. I was cold, crampy, and scared. I jumped into that icy stream and went pushing, rushing, bumping, sliding, and slipping down in a hurry into the lake. I literally tumbled into the lake. With those waterlogged clothes, it was a little difficult to get onto the sandbar and crawl to the little cabin, battered, tired, and exhausted. This country was infested with wood rats, so it was necessary to hang shoes or moccasins out of reach, or they could gnaw the softer part of the buckskin. It was customary to keep steel traps set here and there around camp. The boys had put a trap on a shelf right above their pin-needled fur bow beds on the floor below the trap. It was held by a chain to the wall, so if a rat was caught, he wouldn't fall off the shelf with the trap. The boys didn't hear me open the door, but the rat did. He scampered across that shelf into the trap as I opened the door. It fell, and I saw the rat's tail swinging across the faces of the two boys. They sputtered and fumed, and I howled and about laughed myself sick. George saw me and yelled, "Charlie, look, a ghost! I'm seeing things, Charlie, look!" They whooped with delight, fixed me some food, took my wet clothes off my battered body, wrapped me in blankets. They wanted to know what happened, of course. I tried to tell them, but I was so sore and weary, I could scarcely talk. Charlie shook his head and said, "Damned if he doesn't have a charmed life." I didn't hear anything else. I was asleep. 2 days later, I could stand and walk again. This experience was one of the most difficult I ever had. It still makes me shiver when I think of all that happened. Tune in for more snowy stories.